Hey there, this is Scott, and you're listening to Food for Thought for 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 11, as well as verses 12 through 27. So basically, chapter 12, 4 through the rest of the chapter. The focal passage for this particular sermon that Pastor Michael will preach is only going to be 4 through 11, but it's also going to include a little bit of stuff from 12 to 27, so that's why I say that weirdly. But we're basically looking at verse 4 through the rest of the chapter. If you've not read that, if that's not fresh in your mind, then please go do that, read that now, and then come back to this so you can get the most out of our time together. So just for some context around this passage, the last time we talked about how at the end of the day, Paul was kind of giving a basic test of how to discern or distinguish between spirits and the truth that they seem to say. And the Holy Spirit will never deny Jesus and will only ever worship Jesus, exalt Jesus as Lord. This is exclusively the work of the Holy Spirit. But then what we see as we kind of get into the weeds further into chapter 12, this same Spirit is going to show up in different ways, but not show up in different ways to the division of the church or some kind of hierarchy or elevation of importance or whatever in the church, but it actually should show up in different ways to the unity, towards being united in Christ in the local church. So that's what he's going to explore here in this chapter. In terms of content, what we see just kind of right out of the gate is that there are many gifts, all right? There are many, many different kinds of spiritual gifts. There are ordinary gifts. You think about administration and those sorts of things that maybe you don't think about as being spiritually empowered or given. And there's extraordinary gifts. You think about prophecy or healing or those sorts of things, and those are things that you can't imagine doing apart from the Holy Spirit, and yet they're all in this one kind of list of being supernatural. They are given and empowered by the Holy Spirit. There are a few different lists in the scriptures of spiritual gifts. There's not just one of them, and not one list has all of the gifts in it, and not one person has all of the gifts, even though there's lots of different, not one person has every single gift, even though we're supposed to desire all the gifts at the same time. So it's this crazy thing where God kind of gives us the gifts that he wants to give us when he wants to give them to us. We can desire all of them, and yet there's no evidence anywhere of any Christian anywhere having all the spiritual gifts. In fact, that's sort of the point, is the diversity in the church to be united together. And so just a few things that we do see that are true about all of the gifts in the local church. One, they are indispensable. They are indispensable gifts. In other words, the church cannot function as it should without those gifts. All of the gifts are honorable, even the ones that we would say are maybe least important or least honorable in whatever sense you're thinking. God bestows honor on that, just as he does all of the maybe more public, maybe the more distinguished in the eyes of the world gifts. They are all equally honorable in his sight. And then lastly, that all these gifts, they're interconnected because we are interconnected as members of the same body. But these gifts are interconnected in life, in ministry. When things are hard for one of us, then it's hard for everyone. When there's good things happening for one of us, we all get to rejoice in those things. But we all get to use our gifts to kind of work together for the greater health and common good of the church. And we see that, man, that God, and this is sort of the second point here, is that it's from this same God that we get these many gifts. So there are many gifts, but they're all from the same God. And this is really key, that what Paul talks about here, how he refers to the gifts, is using the word manifestations. So these are manifestations of the Spirit. In other words, these aren't the gifts of the Spirit are not these like detached things or superpowers that he gives his people, but they are actually the way that he shows up inside of each person in the life of every believer in Christ. So when we see a spiritual gift expressed or used, it is the Holy Spirit himself at work. It's not some detached gift from the Holy Spirit. So that's a pretty significant shift. I don't know if maybe it's just me, but that's how I always used to think about spiritual gifts in the passage that they are these little gifts, these superpowers, these abilities that are kind of handed out apart from the Spirit to people. But no, it's the Spirit manifesting himself in the life of his people. And it's this Lord, the same God who arranges his local church and the gifts that he gives to everyone in his local church. He chooses those who are there, and he arranges his church to build it the way he wants to. And then he empowers those people. It's the same God who empowers those gifts, those people, to serve the local church, which is pretty sweet. So as it relates to spiritual gifts, I know that for some of us, maybe we're like really comfortable with the spiritual gifts, but maybe some of us are really afraid and nervous, and they sound weird and confusing and all that stuff. And so what I want to say is, like, we should be as afraid of the gifts as much as we are afraid of the Holy Spirit himself, right? In other words, we shouldn't be afraid of the gifts. We can use them unwisely. We can do great damage in the way that we think about them and how we kind of evaluate people based on their gifting. All that stuff is not good. But the gifts themselves, it's the Holy Spirit. And so we don't need to be afraid of the gifts. We get to actually embrace and be excited when the Holy Spirit shows up and gifts his people with certain things, because it is him that we're seeing at work. So all this leads to the third point, which is that all this is for the common good. So we have many gifts from the same God for the common good. We are all part of the same body. We all share, like I said earlier, in suffering and rejoicing and all those things. And the diversity of gifts should actually create unity, not destroy it. It should cultivate an interdependence in a really healthy way on one another's gifts. We should be excited, encourage each other in the gifts. We should praise Jesus when someone is gifted in a way that we aren't. We should encourage people to get trained and equipped in different ways and desire the gifts, but not from a place of jealousy, but from a place of being able to then serve other people in a way that the Holy Spirit wants done. And so we get to have these gifts that are many from the same God for the common good. It's pretty sweet. So some questions you might want to ask as it relates to this focal passage. Just have your folks seen the gifts divide a church? Have they seen folks segregate because of it, elevate certain people because of it, maybe like put some people down because of the way they are gifted or the way they aren't gifted? Or have you seen the gifts really build up a church? Have you seen the spiritual gifts serve to unite a church and build people up in Christ? How does this passage change the way that you understand the gifts? Again, if they're manifestations of the Spirit versus these kind of detached things, how does that maybe change the way that we think about spiritual gifts? What do you notice about the list of gifts that are here? What observations do you make? Do you think that these lists are helpful? I mean, they're in Scripture, so God wants us to know these things, but maybe what are some of the ways that we use these lists? Maybe in ways that are helpful, maybe in ways that aren't helpful. What do you notice about these lists and maybe the ways that we use them? Do you find your own gifts in there? Do you know what your spiritual gifts are? How has the Spirit arranged and empowered you maybe to build up the local church in ordinary ways, in extraordinary ways? Do we see ourselves somewhere in this list of gifts, or just knowing how the Spirit likes to work and serve the church in and through us? And then how can we encourage other people in their own spiritual gifting? And what might get in the way of us doing that? Either jealousy or frustration or self-centeredness. How does that play itself out? And kind of lastly, how can gifts actually make you other-centered? How can the gifts actually make you other-centered, not self-centered, as we might be prone to think about spiritual gifts? And I'm actually drawn to Colossians 2, 6 through 15. So read that if you've not read it yet. But just giving this picture of Jesus, while in this, in 1 Corinthians 12, we get this picture of the church as the body. In Colossians 2, Paul says that Jesus is the head of the church, and in him the fullness of deity dwells. Like, God is in Jesus 100%. He is fully God and fully man, and yet he used his divinity for us to die for our sin and to give us life, to build up the church, to lay the foundation for it for sure, but to build us up in the most important way possible. And so how can the gospel let us see the gifts of the Spirit in a way that make us all the more other-centered and not self-centered? So I want to leave you just in terms of like the vision that we might have for you, for the people in your group, is that, man, everyone in the church has been arranged and empowered for ministry. And we get to desire more of the Lord to show up, more of the Spirit to show up in a way that ministers to his body. But every person in the church has been arranged and has been empowered to serve and build up the church in supernatural ways, even though they might look ordinary or extraordinary. And so what I want to encourage you to do is to live like that today as you're listening to this right now, but then also to kind of pass that on to the people that you lead in your group. Because of the gospel, we get the Spirit, and we have been arranged and empowered for ministry in a variety of ways by the same God for the common good of his church. So love you guys. Hope that was helpful. I'll see you next time.